You ready to play? To discover, grow, learn, apply, manifest, and activate your positive superpowers? Your mind, body, and spirit has been waiting to play. Welcome to the Positive Playground Podcast, the place with all the answers to the life test. The bell has rung. It's playtime with your teacher and host, Tony Lucero.
Welcome to my very first podcast, the pilot, as they call it, the pilot. And I am so excited to actually be doing podcasting. I've been a podcast listener for years, and all the experience I've had, I've even wrote a book, the places I've traveled, the wonderful things that have happened in my life, you know, it's all been this wonderful experience. And in that experience, people have come to me and say, Tony, you should do a podcast. You should be doing something where you're getting out more information. So I do the YouTube thing. I do the social media thing. But yeah, I know that people are into podcasting. And so I'm going to share with you from my playground, the positive playground, all the wonderful things that have impacted my life, how I was able to put a spin on these things that impacted my life, and then share those resources, those tools with you. And so before we do all that, I want to kind of share a little background, a little story about who I am and how this all came to be, right? So, you know, I grew up in a childhood probably much like yours, where, you know, there was some dysfunction. There was some dysfunction in the sense that, you know, maybe you didn't have the loving father. Maybe you had the mother that was this, or maybe you had brothers and sisters that weren't the best, or whatever the case may be. Maybe you grew up on a bad part of town, or you didn't have a lot of money. Whatever the case may be, I grew up in a family that had some things that just weren't normal. Now, at the time, they were normal for me. You know, my mom was married four times. In that time period in my life, you know, I got to know a lot about myself. I got to know a lot about change and adaptation and things like that. But, you know, one of the things that was very, very clear with my stepfather, the second father that raised me from the time I was 5 to 11, was I had to figure out a way how to cope through life. So here's kind of how the story went. So every day I was reminded from this person and that I was worthless, that I would never amount to anything, that I should probably not try. If you're going to fail, never said, I love you. Like, I don't ever remember this person saying, I love you. And as a kid, you know, when you have a father figure in your life, you kind of want to feel a sense of love or hear it. Very, very strict. Could never have friends sleep over, very regimented as far as what to eat, things like that. I spent a lot of time outside doing chores. Chores was my punishment. Chores was the way that he dealt with not even wanting us around. So everything was outside doing chores, whatever the case may be. And so I grew up in an environment where I had this going on every single day. And from the time that you're 5 till, you know, 11, these are some really interesting years in a child's life. See, being a clinical hypnotherapist, I studied the mind a lot. And I know that from the time that you're born till about the time you're 10, 11 years old or so, you have this thing that they call one mind. And what that means is you have a mind where your subconscious is fully developed and it's taking in all this input from all around you. So it's taking in everything that you're exposed to, all those life lessons, those uncomfortable moments, everything you're exposed to from the time you're born, even actually prior to that. There's been research that's been done before you're even born, when you're inside the womb, how you can be altered in a way from your environment. You know, so, but let's say from the time that you're born to the time you're 10 or 11 years old, you have the sponge. It's just taking in all this information. It's just, come on, give me more. And so it's seeing and putting things in different compartments in your brain. And then when you're about 11 years old, the conscious side of your brain starts to develop. And then you start to become that person that you were exposed to from the time you were 0 to 10 or 11. Kind of scary when you think about it. Very scary when you think about that period of time. And if you do have kids now that are young, make sure during this time that, you know, their environment, what they're exposed to, is very, very important. So in this time, I was told that I was worthless. I was stupid. I've never amounted to anything. That was too small. You don't know what you're doing. Don't even try. You're going to fail. You're crazy. You're worthless. all these beautiful things. And so I had to figure out for me how I was going to cope with all of this. And so at a young age, I started using my imagination. And we're going to talk in later episodes about how that imagination can go out there and create whatever life that you want. But when I was a kid, for whatever reason, I learned how to imagine myself like I was in a movie, like I was an actor. And this person that was in front of me was this mean person, and action. And we would start the scene, whatever the scene was. And at the end of the scene, I had to figure out a way that I could cope. And I did that by always just like going outside, being by myself. And I spent a lot of time singing. I spent a lot of time around music as a kid. And it seemed like singing and music was a way for me to remove myself. And they brought me a sense of peace, sense of happiness, a sense of joy. You know, walking out in nature brought me a sense of peace, a sense of happiness and joy. And so I figured out at a young age, I had to do a lot of those things. And so it brought this really dark situation. I was able to put some light on it. And I developed this, I don't know, this positive muscle. Let's just call it a muscle. I developed this frequency in my life at a young age where I wanted just to be positive no matter what was going on. I always was the kid who always had the smile on his face no matter what. And I was always just positive. Right. I just somehow was able to just put a spin on things for as long as I can remember. My mom used to go, hey, to my brother, hey, go talk to your brother or to his son, go talk to your brother, you know, or to my sister, hey, go talk to your brother. And I was always that person that was people were coming to me and talking. And I always had a way to put a positive spin on it. And so positive, the playground when I was a kid, you know, I wanted to always play. All the time. We all do as kids. We always want to play. And I always wanted to be in this playground that was fun. And so here I am now, fast forward 50 plus years, and I'm actually now doing a podcast about positive and this positive playground and how to incorporate positivity in your life. And the goal of this podcast is to teach you all kinds of different things, to teach you different modalities, whether it be breath work, better be meditation, learning a new hobby, you know, your process during the day, you know, from the time you get up to the midday to mid-afternoon to the evening before you go to bed, like all these different things you can implement in your life to create a positive frequency, right? So I'm going to refer to everything as we move forward and develop a relationship together as a frequency. Everything is just a frequency. There's good frequencies. There's frequencies that don't sound good. There's experiences. If we just say an experience was a frequency, I know a lot of people that listen to my show, a lot of people I've worked with, a lot of people I've coached over the years have had some type of trauma in their life, whether it be, you know, molestation or bullying or business decision that went bad, bankruptcies, failed marriages, whatever. Like I know a lot of people have a lot of weight that they carry around because they attach that to an event and to a feeling. And if we just say, hey, it was just a frequency. It was just something that I was tuned into or whatever period of time, I just wasn't listening to the right music at that time. I wasn't tuned in to something that was positive, something that was great at that time. And you guys, we go through this through our whole life. We're constantly tuning in and out of, you know, frequencies. A positive frequency, a negative frequency, a situation where you walk into it, maybe be at a party or an event and it just doesn't feel right. That's the frequency or the vibration there, or the vibe is just not good. You guys, we know all of that. And so we now need to not put so much emphasis on that trauma event, that thing that happened to me. Oh, you don't know my father, Tony. You don't know how I was raised. My dad was an alcoholic. My mother, like, all of those things, you guys, it's just a frequency. And if we just say it's just a frequency, right? Because everything is. If you don't believe me, listen to this. Everything is a frequency. Einstein said that the future of medicine is frequency. Everything is frequency. Okay. Everything carries a vibration. Let's say you're walking on the beach and you're talking on the cell phone, which you shouldn't be, but let's say you are. And all of a sudden, as you're talking on the phone, you look down and you're just drawn to something on the ground. And you look down and there's a, you know, amongst all these rocks or pebbles or shells, whatever's down there, you notice that there's one that stands out to you. Like, how is that possible? That one rock or shell all of a sudden was calling out to you. And you say, hey, hold on a second. And you go down and you look at this rock, you dig out the sand and you pull this rock up, you look at it. Now, this rock or the shell, whatever it is, it's doesn't seem to be alive, but it had a frequency. It had a vibration. There was something positive about it. There was something that called your attention and you picked it up and you said, oh my gosh, I'm going to give this to my mom. I'm going to give this to my girlfriend. I'm going to give this to whoever. And you tuck it away, right? And then you take this when you get home and you say, hey, honey, I've got a gift for you. And you give this person, or maybe you mail it to someone, you know, you mail it to your mother or you mail it to someone and they get it. And all of a sudden they get it and they go, oh my gosh, this is beautiful. Now, again, it's just this little rock. It's just this little shell. It's not really alive as we know it, but it's a frequency. It carries something, a feeling, a vibration. And now that person gets it and you're explaining the story about it and that person starts to cry. Oh my God, that's so thoughtful. That's so beautiful, right? So everything is a frequency. Our thoughts, our feelings, our emotions, our memories, our experiences, everything we experience is a frequency. And at a very young age, the frequency that I wanted to tap into was the frequency of positivity. Imagine growing up from the time you're 5 to 11, and you're growing up in what I call a hostile environment, a not loving environment. Well, if that's the case, that frequency, as grave as it was, as dark as it was, I had to figure out how to modify or tune into a different frequency. And I did that because positivity became my filter at a very, very young age. Okay. So I want you to know that I've been playing with this positivity frequency my whole life, even in the darkest of situations. And as we get to know each other, I'm going to share everything with you. Like, I'm going to be as transparent as I possibly can, because I want you to understand, no matter what's going on in your life, no matter what you're dealing with, no matter roadblocks, obstacles, you know, that are right in front of you right now or that are coming down the pike, that you have the ability with the things I'm going to share with you and the guests I'm going to bring on, you have the ability to shift that, to change that and tune into a different frequency, a positive frequency, see the lesson behind it all, see the big picture behind it all. Yes, it might be heavy at that moment, but you can tune into something much bigger, much more grandiose at some point. And I'm going to teach you how to do that, okay? I'm going to teach you all kinds of cool things. And you know what? If you get one thing that you implement that helps you navigate through your life with a sense of grace, a sense of joy, and a sense of peace and happiness and positive positivity, then we're good, okay? So I want to share that story with you because I want you to understand something. I've been playing in this space for a long time. And when I coach people, when I work with clients, when I work with companies, when I work on myself, like I'm a product of these products and these tools I'm going to be sharing with you. And I've traveled all over the world. I've been around the world a couple times. I've spent time in Peru, which I cannot wait to share that story with you. Three times in Peru. Going on just, you know, a calling, a journey, if you want to call it that, to discover things, right? I had to pull myself out of my situation and go somewhere else to kind of figure out what was next for me. And I'm going to share all this great stuff with you. I wrote a book about it, How to Give Birth to a Condor. All this information I'm going to have accessible to you. That's all I want you to do is I want you to be present and I want you to tune in and I want you to enjoy your life and I want you to find positivity in everything that you do. Come to this playground. You know, as we're kids, we knew the bad playground that we never went to, right? We knew the good one, and we knew what time we could show up, and our friends would show up when we had this great experience. That's what I want you guys to experience. I want you to experience the playground that you can choose what playground that you want to be in. You can choose the one that's loaded with all the crap in it and all the stuff, you know, that you're stepping in, you're wiping off your feet, that's just nasty. It's the sand is brown. It's disgusting. You can choose that one. I don't want you to. Or you can choose something where the sand is fresh and all the things you see, the teeter totter and all of that is beautiful and there's fun things to play with. I want to share one more story with you and then I'm going to invite you to subscribe and I want to invite you to come back because I'm going to bring some wonderful guests on for you to help you have a better understanding of really the big picture of life. So everything really shifted for me once my mother made the decision to one morning when this stepfather went to work that we were going to leave all the way from California and drive all the way to Houston, Texas to stay with family, that we made that decision that we were going to on this day have everything planned out, that we would leave this environment, this frequency that we were in, this really dark frequency that when it was staticky and ugh, yuck, and leave and head out across. We were all very happy, very ready to remove ourselves from that situation. I remember the first summer that I was in Houston, Texas. Never forget it. one of the pivotal points, pivotal moments in my life, probably the biggest, because I got this at a young age and I want to share it with you. It was the first summer we were away from that situation, tune in now to a new frequency of positivity and newness and going to a new school and new friends and a whole new energy behind that. And I'm by myself. I go to a playground of all places behind my house, and it's 105 degrees in Houston. If you've ever been to Houston, Texas in the summertime, it is hot and it's stuffy. And I remember going over to this teeter-totter, right? And I'm standing on this teeter-totter and I'm standing right in the middle of it. So I'm actually balancing myself. You know, I got leg on both sides and I'm just kind of balancing myself, staying on this teeter-totter. And all of a sudden, I don't know why. Well, I know why now. And I'm sharing it with you. But at the moment, I have no idea. But I, as a kid, 11 years old, I put my hand on my heart and I looked up at the sky and I said, for the rest of my life, I'm going to choose happiness. Now, I knew what not being happy was. I knew that frequency. I knew what that vibration was. I knew that pit in my stomach, that feeling, the tears, the lack of belief. Like, I knew what that was. And I didn't even know what really happiness was, like true happiness. So I said, for the rest of my life, I'm going to choose happiness. And I looked up at the heavens, not really a religious person, but I looked up at the sky and I said, I'm going to choose happiness. And at 11 years old, that decision that I made, every decision I made afterwards, whether it be a friend, a job, a career, a project, whatever, a relationship, friends, places to go, everything I did, my filter was, does this bring me a sense of happiness? Am I honoring myself at the highest and deepest level and giving myself happiness? And that's what I want for you, because in that happiness, I found positivity. I found this amazing word, positivity, where I just, every time I was doing something, I was always in a happy place and I was always positive. And my positivity elevated as I moved through my years because I was always doing something that brought me a degree of happiness. And in that, I always was positive. I was always the light in the room, right? I was like, go talk to Tony, go talk to Tony, go talk to Tony. So here we are now, getting ready to bring more light into your world, bring more happiness, bring positivity into your world. And I don't know what your story is. I look forward to connecting with you and your story, whatever that is, and helping you to see the big picture of that lesson, that experience that happened to you, and put a positive spin on it so you can navigate through life. That's the goal of this podcast. And I am so excited that you're here. I'm so excited that you made the trek. I'm going to leave you a couple of tidbits to be positive, okay? And I'm going to teach you this. You're going to hear this over and over and over and over on our journey together. With every episode, I'm going to reinforce these things because I want you to get it. I want you to get it. Number one is you have to be aware of your environment. You see, when we left that environment, it was very heavy, very dark. It was a very interesting place to be. But when we cleaned out that environment, right? New friends, new place, new identity for the most part, all of this, you guys, it started to shift. I started to see the positive things and everything, right? New friends. So who are you hanging out with? What's around you? Does it feel positive? If not, then we're going to teach you how to get rid of those things with grace, all right, and with love. The other thing is you need to find humor in things. You got to find humor in life. You know, a lot of people get so serious all the time. We're so tightly wound. I want you to have fun in life. Laugh at things when they happen. Like, well, that was crazy. Let me tell you a story. When I was a kid, you know, now we can go look back and laugh at maybe the relationship that you're in, the job that you're in, the decision that you made. Like, find humor in that. Be creative. Another way to say positive is make sure that you're always moving forward, being creative, doing something that fuels you. You know, that hobby you've been putting off, start doing something like, you know, finding a new hobby. It opens up a whole new world of possibilities for you. And then another thing is your lifestyle. What is your lifestyle like? Are you sitting at home watching news? Are you locked into social media? What are you doing? What is your lifestyle? Shift your lifestyle. Shift your eating habits. Shift your activity. Start moving. It brings positivity, that positive energy into your playground. You guys, that's what I want for you. Those are just a couple things, but these are things we're going to be talking about and reinforcing as we're together, right? So I want to thank you for being here. I'm excited that you found me. I don't know how you did. And I found you. And my responsibility to you is to bring some positivity into your life, to help you navigate through this life with some grace, with some peace, with some happiness, with some knowing, with some truth, with some remembering, remembering what it was like when you were a kid and you could not ask enough questions. You cannot want to stay out for more time. All you want to do is play. This is how we have to get back to. The big lesson in all of this the last couple of years is for us to get back to connect with our inner child, start playing again, right? Put a positive spin. We're much wiser, much smarter right now. And I want that for all of you. All right, stay tuned. We're coming back to you. I'm going to make sure that this is the place that you get the answers to those questions and you're able to move through life with some positivity. Let's go play in the playground.
Thanks for playing. Feel free to share, comment, subscribe, and follow Tony for more positivity in your life.